Sanbona ni dumelang. My name is Nonhlanhla Msibi, aka Noni from Chisa Life Port. Today in studio we have a hit maker of Wenzani Joel.
Udlala kamna. Ebathi hayi unginike kamna.
Wenzani Joel.
Udlala kamna.
Wenzani Joel.
Ebathi hayi unginike kamna.
Yes. Hello.
She.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame ire mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa! Thank you so much for coming, Kamompela. Thank you so much for coming. Ubani Jobe?
Jobe is a guy that I made the song with. Jobe's actually his nickname. It's not actually his real name. But yeah, he just decided to make a track about his name. And I was just asked to jump on for the vocals to make it more lit.
You've had an incredible 2019. Please tell us about your highlights.
My highlights of 2019. I never thought I'd be where I am right now. Like, everything is just happening so quickly. I've joined Major League DJs. I'm working with Folklistic. You know, like, all these big things are just really happening. And it's really overwhelming. But now I'm trying to go into presenting. Wow. So hopefully MTV Base gives me something.
Wow.
I've been applying. Yo,
Gunini. Good luck, sissy.
Thank you, Mom.
And then, uqale nini ukudansa?
From a very young age, I've been dancing because my dad actually used to work for YFM. So all these events, I actually used to jump on stage and dance. But I never really thought I'd make it a career. But here I am. Let's go.
As a black person, is your style of dancing a skill or is it something that you're born with?
It's a talent.
It's a talent.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. People can actually learn how to dance. But with me, it just comes naturally where I don't have to practice or anything like that. I just have to see somebody do a style, then just do it twice, and then I got it.
So what is the craziest experience that you've had with your fans?
One fan was actually crying when she saw me. It's like screaming my name and crying, and I was just like, that's pretty cute. Like, I've always wanted that. Like, I never thought it would happen. Wow. But a fan crying, and just to see you, and wow, they crying, is just really crazy.
Wow. Before my piano fame, which genre were you dancing to?
Gom. I dance to any dance genre. Like, I'm just a dance. As long as, yeah, I get hamba. Everything, bantula. So anything that requires dance and footwork, I'm there.
We've seen you dance on the streets. Why did you decide to do it?
Because it's originality. Like, apart from just being seen dancing in studios and everything, that's not fun because it's something that everybody expects you to do, like dance on studio and everything. So I'm just trying to be really different. So dancing in shops, we're trying to put trends, you know, you're trying to be different, you're trying to play some movement to actually see how much influence you have on people. So if you're just doing normal things, people don't see you as different. But uchava estrateni is something that happens esoweto. That's what we actually go through.
And the last time you caused a standstill, a traffic jam, ubangena estradini, wenza imoto azifuna ukuhamba, ubheke wena, yazini, all eyes on you. Yazini.
That was supposed to happen. That's what you're supposed to have, man. Like, for people to go crazy and for people to actually see something different in you, you have to do the extraordinary.
And so how do you balance your family and your busy schedule?
That's TNT. My family, I just call them, call away, but they understand because my dad is actually in the media, so they actually do understand that I have to do what I gotta do. But they really supportive if I'm in need of anything, you know, or feel down. I just give them a call, they lift me up, and then we keep it going.
So which musician would you love to collaborate with?
Musician right now, I don't know, because I've collaborated with a lot, from Rodin Akai, Wusi, so I've done that, like, those really big names.
Wow.
Right now, probably, I don't know, because I've already collaborated, I always wanted to collaborate with females, but probably now I just want to take it to Afrobeat, so probably Burna Boy on piano. something that has never been done before.
Why?
It's both dance genres, piano and Afrobeat or dance genres. So putting Nigerian and South African together is something really crazy and it's never been done. So that would be a dream.
Wow. So are you cooking something for the festive season?
Yeah, I'm in studio, probably drop an EP. Like my EP has been delayed just because I've been under very different management, but I switched management now. So I'm working on an EP. If not, I'm working on a single, crazy single, but I'll probably drop a song with Focal and Busiswa. Busiswa is dropping this Friday. And then with Focal, I'll see when I drop it, but... And then I'll have my own single, Kamumpila, just trying to drive everyone crazy.
Wow, can't wait.
That has to be.
So tell us, Kamu, Oguchi, since Uma Chaivane, everybody is crazy about you, about your dance. Yeah. So are you intending maybe to open a class?
I'm going to have dance classes with Soweto's Finest. So Soweto's Finest Dance Studio Newtown. People must look on my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook. I'm going to have dance classes on the 30th of November. With Soweto's Finest, we're going to have Major League, we're going to have Focalistic. It's going to be crazy, crazy experience. Tickets are just $150. But people can actually check out my profile and see how they can cop their tickets and be part of the movement.
So is it a one day thing?
No, it's 2 days. So 30th of November and the 7th of December.
Okay.
On both Saturdays.
Okay.
So it's like the whole day
thing. What time?
From 8 a.m. till 11.
Okay.
But we know Gutavantavamyama, it's not late.
Yeah.
They like being late. So yeah, anybody can just pull through. We'll prolong it till the whole day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you
and
so much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Like it's been a pleasure.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Bye.